Hey, Anthony, this is Alicia. Covering for me today. I'm playing hooky, y'all, but I'm actually down at a flood forum in Austin, and actually Reen starts talking here in about another 10 minutes. So I'm trying to figure out all the information we can and keep things going. I'm going to kind of steal a little information and slide in the next topic about next meetings. That, you know, what we have going on, you just kind of heard the timeline. So there's not a whole lot of business to do between now and really getting our consultant running. It's all the hard work that Pam and BRA does for us. And so my suggestion is going to be, and then we'll defer to the group, is that we don't need a January meeting. I don't know that we should push too far, probably have a February meeting because we're required at our first meeting following the new year to revisit officers. And I think you guys want to do that early enough so that if you decide to change your leadership or whoever wants to take this on can then make their own sort of plan on how to follow through. Obviously, if we're going to have a consultant on board in August, then there will need to be some authorization and plan, you know, maybe around April, May for LCRA to put that applicant, or excuse me, BRA. Oh, so sorry. For BRA to put that application out on our behalf and for the group to decide how they want to score it, if they want to do something similar to last time. So my suggestions with those next meetings was take the much deserved break, do one in February, and then let the chair and vice chair then figure out when's the next time that we really need to meet based on sort of demands from Pam's schedule and then setting ourselves up for success with the consultant selection. And I think you guys have all heard by now, we can't just say, hey, we want half. We have to go through the public procurement process again, and that there's a timeline to that, and BRA's purchasing staff will help us with that timeline.
And that's all. Thank you, Alicia. Go ahead.
That's all I have.
Okay. Is there a specific date that we want to set yet, or you're saying that's something that we'll do later?
We want to keep with this is Pam. We want to keep with the 4 Thursdays that we have been doing, January or February. That's a January 25th and a February 22nd. And this is Pam. I'll make a comment on one of the administrative things. That contract due date of February 29th, we need to have a meeting prior to that so we can make sure that we get y'all to approve our financial expenses and so we can make our final payment request to Water Development Board. Just keep that in mind.
Okay, so would that February date work for that, or do you need a further?
February date would work for that.
Okay. So I still suggest the February, and I'm good with the 4th Thursday if that's good with the group.
I think
Jake, real quick. I just wanted to chime in that I'll need to check my notes, but I'm pretty sure you will need to have a meeting before you submit or before you respond to the RFA. So the 22nd might be. It might be a little close for that because that's the deadline for applying to the RFA as well.
Need to have.
Sorry, there's what y'all did today for the public meeting notice. Our requirement is actually that the we need certified minutes for that. So in the next meeting, you'll certify the minutes and that can be used.
Let's have 5 minutes, approved minute. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. That does, we would need to probably have it before then. So.
Okay. So we'll, I suppose Pam and Alicia will get together and come up with that exact date and send it all out. Any discussions on that?